Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
We all want our youth to be physically fit and healthy. We want our kids to be involved in team sports and teach them, you know, good sportsmanship, but we want to keep them safe at the same time. And each year, over 20 million kids in the U.S. participate in sports, and almost 1 million of them suffer serious sports-related injuries. This is National Youth Sports Safety Week. My guest is Dr. Michael Bergeron. He is the Executive Director of the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bergeron. Let's talk about National Youth Sports Safety Week.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Melanie. It's a pleasure to be here again.
So tell us a little bit about what's going on with our youth. What kind of injuries are we seeing, and what can we do to prevent them?
You know, as you said, there's a ton of kids that are playing sports, and we all encourage that. If you play long enough, hard enough, often enough, it's hard not to, you know, get an injury of some kind. I mean, it's just the nature of being physically active, and certain sports certainly lend themselves to that more so than others. But I think a lot of the preventable injuries certainly are the ones that we should be most concerned about, and that can range anything from injuries related to going too hard, too long in the heat, to just doing too much, you know, pitching too often or pitching too much or training too hard. So these overuse-related injuries, overload-related injuries are certainly preventable, and that's really where I think we have to pay a lot of attention. Certainly things like concussion and such we are acutely aware of, and there's a number of things that you can do to minimize that risk, following the rules, right equipment, proper technique, all of that kind of thing. But some of that is a little bit avoidable, but I really try to focus the attention of our organization on those preventable injuries.
So, for example, you mentioned, you know, pitching too often, and I know that ACL injuries in girls' soccer, which is a particular interest of mine as I have a little girl in soccer, and she's quite a fast runner and plays a lot. So, you know, these are things that, yes, we can prevent. And then you mentioned not overtraining, being too sports specific. So why don't we start there, Dr. Bergeron, in youth sports safety? How can we prevent some of these overuse chronic injuries?
Well, again, it's important to highlight that sports can be really, really good for helping kids to be healthy, helping them to be fit, giving them a diverse exposure to a number of sports. And that's really, as a parent, how you need to approach it. You know, what is my child going to enjoy? What is my child going to be good at, maybe? Or how can I help them, him or her, to be healthy, fit, and be involved for a long time? So when you look at exposure to sport, it's really critical not to get into this, bandwagon of we have to specialize earlier, we have to pick a sport now. You know, we have national championships, for Pete's sakes, that are in the second grade in basketball. I mean, that's ridiculous. And so kids, what they really need to do and to get the most benefit out of this and minimize the risk of injury is really get a diverse exposure to a lot of different things. And that's why when we used to play different sports in different seasons, it was actually a lot healthier for us because we didn't load the body repeatedly in the same way all year round. But now you see kids that are doing, you know, picking one sport and they're doing just that all year round. And that's lending itself to just overusing the body or overusing certain parts of the body in such a way that it increases their risk of injury. So
the main message is to cross-train, cross over to different sports, get your kids doing different sports, including exercising for those sports in different ways.
Absolutely, Melanie. And there's two perspectives on this of why you want to do that. Number one, as we've been saying, it minimizes the risk of injury because you're doing a variety of different things. But also by cross-training or exposing yourself to different sports, which essentially is cross-training or complementary training, that helps you to be a more fit person. That helps you to be an actual better athlete. That actually helps you to be more resilient to potential injuries later. And quite honestly, some of the best, especially team sport athletes in the NBA or Major League Baseball or Major League Soccer, were multiple sport athletes through most of their youth career. And that gave them a lot of distinct advantages as far as not getting hurt as much, but also being a better athlete.
And it makes you a more well-rounded athlete as well. Now, just give us a quick example, Dr. Bergeron, of ACL injuries. How do we prevent those in our girls besides cross-training?
Right, an ACL injury is going to come from a variety of reasons. Number one is just the mechanics of how a girl or a boy tends to maintain their body alignment when they're landing or when they're changing direction. And those kinds of things of more optimal, more functionally optimal movement can be trained. And that's really what we really should spend a lot of time with, of helping a young child learn not so much about the skill and the performance, you know, focusing on that, but how do you move better? How do you land better? How do you change directions better so that that'll actually help you perform better, but that'll minimize the risk? And part of that can also be just a variety of different exercises and strength training. Some of that might involve resistance training, but there can just be a variety of things that under the proper minimally guided supervision, you can help a young athlete get stronger and better aligned and more mechanically efficient, and that can reduce the risk. You can't eliminate all the risk, but certainly a more optimal moving, landing, cutting athlete is going to have less of a risk.
And by doing things like lateral movements and certain stretches and plyometrics and things along those lines. Now, what about, you know, baseball? There are limits to a number of pitches.
Oh, sure. I mean, when you're pitching, there's an extraordinary acceleration of the arm and these very vulnerable body parts and ligaments, and there's not a whole lot of strength there to resist some of the loading, especially with a young child. So absolutely, there are limits, and in the baseball world, the youth baseball world, there are pitch counts. Those are a little bit arbitrary. They're not completely based on the greatest of science, but it does speak to that a child needs to be progressive, that they need to not pitch an extraordinary amount at a very young age, that they need to work up to this, and there needs to be off time. But then you get into trouble when the kids are on one or two teams, and so you don't really know how much exposure they're getting. So certainly there are limits, and you have to recognize that a child is not going to be able to tolerate the same amount of loading as a high school kid or older.
That's right. They're not. And that's why you have to, as a parent, really one of the more important messages we want to put out here, Dr. Bergeron, is that as a parent, you have to be the guiding principle behind the cross training, behind the getting them into different sports, because even some parents want their kids, oh, they're going to be a famous tennis player, they're going to be, you know, the next famous baseball player, so they keep them in that sport. But we have to realize that a very small percentage of the kids, as sad as that may seem, are going to go pro, and that we really have to give them that opportunity to grow and expand. In the last minute, Dr. Bergeron, what do you want parents, coaches, teachers, really anybody to know about sports safety for our youth?
The best thing you can do is recognize that a balanced, diverse approach, a balanced, diverse, long-term approach is really the best approach. It's going to help them to be safest. It's going to help them to be a better athlete. Recovery time, off time, is just as important as training time. This is a long-term process. You may have a gifted child. You may have somebody who's going to be successful. Don't mess it up. Get out of the way. Let them do it in a deliberate, progressive way, specific to their maturation. And you might get lucky, or you might get even more lucky, and they may be active and physically active and healthy and fit for the rest of their lives.
For the rest of their lives. And that's really the main message, is we want to teach our children the benefits of physical activity all year round, different sports, different seasons. Don't overtrain. Don't, you know, over sports specifically train. And that's what it's about, keeping our youth safe and keeping them active. And as parents, that's what we need to do as well. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, right here on Radio MD. And let's all exercise, get fit, and stay well.